The House Armed Services subcommittees have put in their recommendations for what should be in the 2018 defense authorization bill. And there's some big news for military families. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni joins me with more. And Scott, they have put in recommendations, but the bill is not drafted yet. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think so. The chairman's mark, which is sort of the where all the big guns are, that still isn't out yet. So that's where all the money is and all that kind of good stuff. So this is just the subcommittees. Their certain jurisdictions are they're just putting in their recommendations for the chairman. For that, and then they'll fold everything into a big NDAA. So usually these recommendations make it, but they're just not as of consequence as something like the money and the bigger type Hollywood blockbuster type recommendations that are made later on.
Right. So these do not include how big the military will be, for example.
Actually, this one does this time.
All right, bigger or smaller?
It's going bigger, and we'll get into that for sure, definitely later on.
But, all right. So you say there's good news for military families. Tell us what they have recommended in that regard.
That's right. Well, it looks like Congress is trying to Trump on this one. They are recommending a 2.4% military pay bump. That is the biggest in probably half a decade, maybe even more than that. Last year, they did a 2.1% bump up, and that was more than what Barack Obama had suggested, which was 1.6%. Now, earlier this month, the Trump administration asked Congress to do a 2.1% increase. So they're getting even a slight bit more if they get that passed. And what this is tied to is something called the Employment Cost Index, and that's a measurement of private sector wage increases. It's supposed to, by law, keep parallel with that, but the president can change his mind and make things a little bit different, which he did this year.
This would be for uniform members of the military, this 2.4%, or also civilians?
Just for uniform members. So they haven't put a civilian number out at this point.
And that really has a long-term consequence, though, doesn't it? Because if someone is in for their requisite 20 years or longer, in the case of some high-ranking officials, 40 years in the military, that'll ultimately affect their pension calculations and really their life cycle cost.
Yeah, and also if we're going to be building the military to a bigger size, that's a little bit more money that the government's going to be paying out to each person.
And you said the committees also differ from Trump in some other ways than in this pay hike. What are some of those?
Right. And that's what we were just talking about earlier, which is the military size. So Donald Trump wanted to just kind of grow the Air Force a little bit. He wanted to grow the Navy a slight bit, but he was keeping the Army about the same, which is about 476,000 active duty troops. Well, Congress said, no, we want to add 10,000 more active duty troops and 17,000 total. So it'll be 10,000 active duty and then about 7,000 in the National Guard and Reserves. And then they're keeping with the numbers that Donald Trump asked for in the Navy and Air Force. So that's about 3,100 for the Air Force active duty and about 3,000 for the Navy active.
It's really no larger than it would have been anyway under the Budget Control Act. I mean, there's no real growth here if you compare what would have been the budgets without the Budget Control Act.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, also Barack Obama took some time to draw down the Army. And that was at the time he thought and the military officials thought was justified because there was no threat from Russia and China, really. ISIS had not reared its head at this point. I think the landscape and the threat landscape has really changed. And Chief of Staff of the Army Mark Milley has said that, you know, they thought the drawdown was a good idea at the time. And then, you get this changing landscape and everything, you know, is upended and they have to reverse their trajectory.
Funny how that happens just about every 50 years. We're speaking with Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni. And switching gears here, any news on base reduction? Base closures, yeah. In these recommendations?
Well, that is something that is always on everyone's mind, and the Defense Department says they have 22% excess when it comes to that. They could save $2 billion a year if they could just get rid of some of these excess bases. The subcommittee that is in charge of this, which is readiness, they were ambiguously silent on this. What they said is they do not have any provision on BRAC, and they're saving it for the chair. So, what does that really mean, right? You know, they're silent on it. What it means is that they're not explicitly prohibiting BRAC like they have in the past, but they're also not advocating for it or putting anything in there for it at this point. So that's up to Mac Thornberry, which I believe next week he's going to be putting out his chairman's mark, and then we're going to really see what they want to do about BRAC. My feeling is, and this is just a personal feeling, is that we might see something. We've had Adam Smith put in a bill. He's the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee. John McCain says he's interested in it, the Armed Services Committee chairman for the Senate, and ranking member on the Senate side, Jack Reed, also is interested in it. So that's a lot of people asking for it. Trump administration's asking for it for 2021, so they have a lot of time to plan for it.
It has struck me as irrational through these last several years, I guess maybe 5 or 6 years now, that when the military leadership is asking for a BRAC and Congress turns them down flat out, it doesn't seem to make sense to me, but maybe they're getting a little more rational, especially since the whole government is ostensibly in some sort of an efficiency drive.
Right. Well, you know, it has a lot to do with parochial interests. And, you know, everyone has
in Congress.
Everyone has that one base they like to hug. And it's hard to go back to your constituents and say 16,000 of you are going to lose your jobs because I'm trying to save money for the taxpayers of the United States other than you. And, you know, that's hard to tell your constituents, and especially when they don't have a job.
And what else might be exciting now that looks like it's pouring into that eventual bill?
Right. So the Emerging Threats Subcommittee had some interesting oversight issues that they're asking for. And what they want is basically to be notified of cyber operations, secretive cyber operations, secretive, you know, anything that new weapons that are coming out, things like that. And what they're basically saying in the bill is, or the recommendations I get rather, is that the Cybercom and the Defense Department have matured enough in their cyber capabilities that they have the ability to get more granular in what they can tell Congress. So they're just, it's not that DoD has done anything wrong or hasn't reported in the correct ways. It's just they think now's the time that they can get more information. It's easier for them to provide that.
Well, that's always scary for the military, just like it is for the intelligence community, because Congress can be a pretty leaky sieve there when they have secrets that may have political implications.
That's right. And, you know, they're just asking for a notification, really. So it could be something as easy as just sending a letter saying we conducted an operation named Firefly Sparkle. And then that was it, you know, and maybe they'll give, you know, it was in Iran. That's it. So, you know, we don't really know how big or how much they'll be able to tell or how detailed they'll be on those notifications.
And the NDAA bill should be ready by any estimate?
Well, you know, the real question is the Senate. You know, they take a while. They do things behind closed doors. But the House bill should be ready. They'll have this marked up definitely by the maybe not the end of the month, but early July for sure.
Because we are staring down the gun barrel at the end of summer and the end of the fiscal year. So they've have to do some speed here.
That's right. And then we can go on to the budget, which is, you know, always an interesting
another story. Federal News Radio, Scott Mossione, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out his story and all of our DoD coverage at federalnewsradio.com.